Today we celebrate the commemoration of all the faithful departed of the Franciscan Order, including friends, relatives, benefactors of the Franciscan Order, the three orders, First Order, the Poor Clares, and the Third Order of St. Francis. We remember them in our prayers, those who are deceased, who are not necessarily canonizable saints, but they're hopefully saints in heaven when they get to heaven, if they're still in purgatory. And we certainly are remembering them this day in our prayers to speedily find entrance to heaven for them. And this is what we're doing this month of November, praying, remembering our brothers and sisters who may be in purgatory, suffering there, and where we may end up as well. We hope we won't have to, and we will order our life so that we can go straight to heaven after our death, and hope for that, and keep striving to live a holy life with the example of the Franciscan way of life, Franciscan spirituality, which is so beautiful, so powerful, so pleasing to God, so helpful to men in living a holy life. And we look at the Franciscan life, you know, all you have to do is enter the Franciscan order, so to speak, and you become holy because of the pattern of life, because of the prayer life, because of the detachment from the world, and because of the protections and safeguards of the life. It makes us holy automatically, and all we have to do is be moderately observant, you know. Of course, we want to be perfectly observant, and our brothers and sisters who are connected to the Franciscan life, who maybe in purgatory, maybe didn't live the life as perfectly as they could have, perfect observance, and we ask God's mercy upon them. But they were faithful, they persevered until the end with their Franciscan life, they persevered. And that's the important thing, that we persevere and hold on to, and we do the best that we can, and we trust in God's mercy. We're not perfect human beings, we're not perfect, but we strive to be perfect, and we use the Franciscan rule to perfect us, to make us more and more holy. You know, as part of this commemoration of All Souls and thinking of death and purgatory, you know, death is an important reality of life, and it's an important principle to live. We have to be, we have to have death in our vocabulary, death in our thoughts, death to ourselves, death to selfishness, death to the worldly things, death to sin. Death brings life. Death brings life. So it's not necessarily a morose thing. If you don't have faith, death is a morose thing. Death is the end. Death is, you know, ugliness and darkness, and it's over. And of course, that's the eternal death. But we who have faith see death in this life as the means of life. Death is a door to heaven. Death is the door to charity. Death is the door to fruitfulness and selflessness and everything that is good. When we die to ourselves and die to the world, we want to die and hold on to that, as we see statues of St. Francis, other Franciscan saints, other saints with a skull near their feet, and representing that they died to the world and to themselves, and lived for God and fruitfulness. And so we want to do that, and we remember that in a special way during this month of November, in particular today. And as we live out our life of dying to ourselves, denying ourselves, taking up our crosses and following Jesus and following the saints who followed Jesus, we do everything with Our Lady and with the Franciscan charism, spirituality. Our Lady is front and center, and we are always pushing for the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. Now we're pushing for the dogma of the mediation of Our Lady, her co-redemption. And as an advocate for sinners, we are still promoting these theological truths about Our Lady, so that everyone can embrace Our Lady and find holiness and salvation, and so the world can find peace and the true faith. Our Lady's front and center, and she should be front and center in our spiritual life, in our day-to-day spirituality, our day-to-day spirit, our day-to-day thinking, and living out of our faith, living out our faith in holiness with Our Lady, never away from her, apart from her, distant from her, but always close to her, always deeply in love with Our Lady. So with the true Franciscans who always were, in honor of our father, St. Francis, deeply, deeply in love with Mary, and finding our sanctification through her and with her and in her. So let us be faithful to Our Lady all the days of our life, and we will certainly find salvation and hopefully find great sanctity.
Fructum ventris tuum.